Chapter 6, The Homeless Community. Jabri and his friends are walking to the 39th Street Bridge, where the homeless community is. Jabri is still trying to make up for what he said earlier.
Hey, I ain't mean it like that, y'all. I was just in my feelings, man.
Qualis and Bessie say nothing. They just keep on walking. Jabri tries once more.
Hey, it's a lot going on right now, man. I mean, we did just survive a shootout.
Bessie stops in her tracks and turns around.
Yeah, a lot. A lot of drama that we are now part of.
Jabri frowns his face up.
Yo, hold up. You put yourself in this because you mad nosy.
Bessie walks right up in his face.
No, I put myself in this because I'm your friend, Bri.
Qualis quickly stops them and tells them to chill out. As the friends approach the homeless community, they walk past a storefront. The news agency is broadcasting the events that just took place on Time Street. Larry, the news reporter, is confused.
What's going on here, Rebecca?
They cut to Time Street where Rebecca is talking to all the eyewitnesses. They tell her that they saw a spaceship, robots, and all sorts of things. One man said that he was in the midst of the shootout. Rebecca asks him what he saw. The man takes a deep breath.
All I saw was this Star Trek-looking motherfuckers running around with space guns and shit, and I got up out of there.
Sir, what else did you see?
Rebecca asks. The man starts walking backwards and shaking his head.
Nah, that's all I'm saying on camera.
Rebecca just turns and looks on as the man walks off.
So, Larry, we don't know for sure what all happened here tonight, but the police and EMT are out here. It looks like some people did get hurt and a few even lost their lives.
Rebecca touches her earpiece and pauses for a moment.
Hold on, Larry. Yes, I'm getting information that the strange men were after three young teens.
Rebecca is confused.
I'm still not sure what is going on here.
Oh, shit,
shouts Qualis.
Three teens? That's us.
The friends take off to the homeless community. They walk through looking at all the homeless people. Jabri looks over and sees a military veteran with one leg sleeping on the ground. Qualis is quite uncomfortable about their situation.
I don't know, Bri. We're sitting ducks out here, man.
Bessie tells them they should have snuck in the shipyard. Jabri disagrees, saying it's way too dangerous in there. Bessie sighs and rolls her eyes.
It's a way better hiding spot than this dump.
The three continue to walk through while looking for a good place to rest. Qualis asks Jabri,
how long do you think we've been running from these dudes?
Man, I don't even know, bro. Qualis thinks to himself.
I mean, on the news, they said some spaceship-like shit picked them all up.
Okay, yeah, I heard that too. What's your point? Qualis speeds up in front of Jabri.
Bro, I'm saying if the ship picked them all up, they might not even be on us like that.
Jabri takes a deep breath. I highly doubt that, bro.
Okay, but we still shouldn't be out here like this. You never heard of the Naked Clown?
Jabri stops and takes a look at Qualis.
What Naked Clown you talking about, bro?
Bessie stops and looks around.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that.
Jabri sucks his teeth.
I ain't never heard of no shit like that.
It's true, bro,
says Qualis.
He wears a long black trench coat and creeps around at night. Whenever he sees a kid by themselves, he opens the coat and chases after them.
Bullshit, yells Jabri.
So where does the whole clown part come from?
Bessie leans in close.
Because some say he wears clown makeup. Others say he laughs hysterically while chasing you through the night.
Qualis nods his head.
Yup.
Jabri shrugs it off and continues on. As the three walks past the tent, there is a strange man looking at them. He is wrapped up from head to toe and he starts following the three. As Bessie is walking and complaining, she hears someone approaching fast, so she looks back and sees a man aggressively walking up behind her. The man puts his hand over her mouth, telling her to be quiet. Jabri and Qualis get into a fighting stance. The strange man tells them to hush.
Shut your mouths and follow me.
Qualis is not having it.
Yo, I know one thing. You better take your hand off my sister.
The man slowly takes his hand off of her. Bessie is in complete fear, shaking and trembling. The man looks over at Jabri.
Jabri Atkins? How do you know my name?
He says. The man stands up straight.
I'm friends with your old man.
Jabri doesn't believe what he is saying as he tells him to get lost. The man smiles at them.
I know you don't believe me, but I have something for you.
He reaches into his pocket and pulls out a device.
Qualis yells out, what you got there, homeboy?
The man walks over and gets on one knee. He then hands the device to Jabri. A pre-recorded hologram pops up. It's his father.
Jabri, listen, I don't have much time to explain. The man you're talking to is my friend Ricky. We've worked and trained together for a long time. I'm going to need you to stay close to him until we can link back up. Trust me, I'll be seeing you real soon, son. The video ends. Jabri looks up at Lopez with tears in his eyes. He asks Lopez to please tell him what's going on.
I'll keep it simple, says Lopez. The people Lai and your father used to work for want us all dead.
Why? Asks Jabri. Lopez stands up and takes a deep breath.
Your father and I know way too many secrets that no one on Earth should know.
Qualis jumps up.
Bro, you joking, right? What secret?
Lopez tells them that they need to keep their voices down. Bessie reminds Qualis that they just survived a shootout and not to act so surprised. Qualis scratches his head.
Yeah, true.
Lopez walks off as the friends follow.
You will need to rest here tonight. I have food and shelter for us. I know this might seem a little strange coming from someone you don't know. I'll explain everything in the morning.
Jabri nervously asks,
why can't you explain everything now?
Lopez looks at him and sighs.
One, it's late and you need to rest. Two, you don't need to go to sleep with that on your mind.
Damn, how bad is it?
Lopez turns to them.
It's very bad.
Bessie agrees that they really have no other choice. Qualis, on the other hand, is pissed about sleeping on the ground. He wants to go home to his comfortable bed. Lopez informs Qualis that no one will be leaving because it's way too dangerous.
You guys just make yourselves at home. We can't move until things die down. It's going to be a long night. Tomorrow we head to Norfolk.
What's in Norfolk? Jabri asks.
A lot. That's where your father instructed me to go once I found you.
Jabri and his friends say nothing as Lopez walks over to a large tent.
Come on, it's getting cool out here. I'll stand guard while you sleep.
They pack inside the tent for the night. Jabri pulls out the letter his father sent him months ago, but he falls asleep with the letter in his hand. The next morning, they are woken up by Lopez yelling,
All right, let's roll.
The three manage to get up, stumbling out of the tent. Qualis is the first to start complaining.
Ah, man, my damn back hurt.
Then Bessie.
Your back? Shit, I need a damn shower.
Qualis waves his hand in front of Bessie.
Ooh, you stank.
Bessie is instantly annoyed.
Shut up, Qualis. Your ass stank too.
Jabri doesn't crack a smile. Chill out, you guys. You know what time it is. Lopez walks over and stands in front of them.
We alive yet?
They respond.
Yes.
Lopez crosses his arms and then smiles at them.
Good. Let's keep it that way. Now look, I'm going to need you guys to stay close. We're not going far at all. Just over to that old car lot.
Bessie puts her hands on her hip.
Why are we going to that old ass car lot?
Lopez turns to her.
To get my car, of course.
Wait a minute, says Bessie.
We just slept on the ground for no reason. You got a whole car.
Lopez chuckles to himself.
It builds character.
Chapter 7. Chevy.
Lopez is now standing in front of a very old car lot. Jabri and his friends are looking at the old building as if they want nothing to do with it. Bessie is curious as always.
So, exactly what kind of car are you driving?
A really, really old one, replies Lopez.
He knocks on the door in what sounds like Morse code. An older man cracks the door open while peeking out.
Back so soon? He says.
Lopez nods to the man.
Hey, what can I say?
The man throws the keys to him.
She's out back.
Lopez and the man nod to each other. Jabri is trying to get a better look at the man as he goes to close the door. Jabri catches a glimpse of his outfit. It looks to be some sort of strange suit with glowing lights on it. Lopez yells to them,
come on!
As he walks around the side, he stops and stands in front of a car with a tarp covering it. Qualis and Bessie are walking around being nosy.
Here it is! Yells Lopez.
Bessie and Qualis walk over to the car. Qualis looks confused.
Okay, so what's she looking like, boss?
The moment he asks that question, Lopez pulls the top off the car and Jabri jumps up.
Holy shit!
It's a cherry red 1967 Chevy Impala with tinted windows. Jabri runs over to the car in excitement. He's looking all over and inside the car. He can't believe it.
67 Chevy, fresh paint job, and you blacked out the windows? Where you get this car, man?
Lopez puts his hand on Jabri's shoulder and then takes a deep breath.
You can say it's a company car.
Qualis and Bessie are also blown away. Lopez walks over and opens the door.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet ride. But on that note, it's time to roll.
Jabri hops in the front all excited. Bessie and Qualis jump in the back seat. Lopez shouts,
seatbelts!
Bessie replies,
lame!
Lopez presses a button and the car starts up.
Vroom!
Jabri loves the sound of the engine.
Oh man, this shit is sweet. How do you do that?
Lopez just smiles back at him. They take off down the street.
What they don't know is the men in black are following and creeping right down behind them. They make their way to I-64. Slick Rick Children's Story is playing on the radio. Bessie's stomach starts to growl.
Man, I could go for some pork or chicken yak right now.
Lopez looks confused.
What the hell is yak?
Qualis pops up with bulging eyes.
You never heard of yak before, man? Boy, you tripping.
Bessie falls out laughing.
It's cool. If we survive this little ordeal, I'll cop you some.
Jabri is sitting in the front seat and bobbing to the music. He looks over at the speedometer and Lopez is doing 95 miles per hour.
Damn, you driving a little fast there. The speed limit's 60, bro.
I'm aware, says Lopez. Qualis leans forward onto the back of Lopez's seat.
So give us a scoop, bruh. What, y'all on some secret mission or something?
Lopez seems annoyed already.
Yes, I guess you can say that. Jabri's father and I were selected to be a part of a secret division along with the others called the ISD.
ISD? What's that even mean? Asks Jabri.
The ISD stands for the Intergalactic Space Division.
Bessie in the back seat scratching her head, nose twisted all up.
I'm confused, you guys. What's that? A sci-fi movie?
Lopez looks at her, rolls his eyes, and then continues to explain.
The ISD trains qualified soldiers and pilots to travel through space in search of Earth-like planets.
Qualis sits up, leaning on Lopez's seat, and even more.
See? That's that Star Wars shit. I told y'all.
Jabri thinks to himself.
So, the people that pulled up to my grandma's house...
Lopez cuts him off.
ISD troops. Very advanced. Heavily armed and well-trained.
Bessie can't believe what she is hearing.
So, she asks Lopez, if they're so advanced, shouldn't we be dead?
You should be.
So why aren't we? Jabri asks.
That's a good question, kid. I don't know.
Qualis finally sits back, scratching his head.
Well, why can't the military just hide us?
Lopez chuckles to himself.
You want the same people that want you dead to help hide you? Yeah, right. Be my guest.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right, says Qualis.
Jabri looks off out through the window while collecting his thoughts. Lopez explains to them that the reason him and Atkins left is because the ISD is responsible for deaths of millions. Just as he is explaining that, he hears cars honking their horns. Lopez looks in his rearview mirror and sees cars swerving out of the way. The men in black are right down behind them. They are shoving their way through traffic. Jabri is speechless and then yells,
"It's them! That's them!"
Qualis and Bessie both turn around and starts banging on Lopez's seat, yelling,
"Yo, drive, drive! Go, go, go! That's them! That's them!"
Lopez hits the gas, taking off, swerving in and out of traffic. The men in black manages to keep pace with them. The men are sitting silently in their car. They're looking straight ahead as the engines rev up. The man in the driver's seat grabs the dash while pulling out a red compartment. The man in the passenger seat looks over at him, then he jumps in the back as a laser cannon rises up from the car. Qualis and Bessie are watching them through the back window. Qualis' mouth drops as the cannon takes aim.
I think you need to go a little faster, fam.
Yeah, no shit. I got this.
He grabs Lopez's shoulder.
Nah, you might want to take a look at these fools.
Lopez looks back and sees the gun sticking out from the top of the car.
Shit, hold tight.
He then presses a green button on the dash, creating a shield around his 67 Chevy. Jabri and the others are stunned.
Who are these guys? Jabri asks.
Lopez tells him and his friends that these are the men in black. The men are now shooting at Lopez, causing mayhem on the freeway. Lopez dips in and out of traffic. Cars are being hit, causing them to blow up and flip past Lopez. They are now approaching the HRBT tunnel. Suddenly, the AI voice comes from within the car.
Shields are at 75%.
Qualis looks around.
God, is that you?
He puts his hands together and starts praying.
Hey, God, we could really use a huge favor right now, bruh.
Bessie smacks him on the head.
Really, Qualis? Really?
Lopez explains to him that it's not God. It's the built-in intelligence system. Then Lopez calls out to the AI system.
Atkins ETA?
The AI responds.
Approximately 4 minutes out, sir.
They enter the tunnel, zipping past the other cars. The men in black stops at the entrance of the tunnel. Qualis turns around and takes a deep breath.
See? God did hear me. Y'all was tripping, man.
Lopez is confused but relieved at the same time.
That could be a really good thing or a really bad thing.
Suddenly, they hear a loud humming sound as they approach the exit. Everyone begins to look up and listen. Jabri asks everyone,
"What the hell is that?"
Bessie responds slowly,
"A plane, maybe?"
Lopez shakes his head.
"Nah, that's way too loud."
They come flying out of the tunnel and see a large ISD ship hovering above them. Qualis yells to Lopez,
"Yo, that's you?"
"Technically, yeah, it is," says Lopez.
Two cannons drop from the bottom of the ship and begin shooting at them. Lopez's car is hit twice. He speeds up even more, pushing the Chevy to its limits. The AI alerts Lopez, telling him that the shields are now at 45%. Bessie puts her head down between her legs, shivering. Qualis looks over at her.
"Oh, so who the scary ass now?"
The AI notifies Lopez that Atkins' ETA is 1 minute 52 seconds out. Lopez leans over to Jabri.
"We're going to be fine, kid."
Jabri looks at him like he is crazy. "Yeah, you just focus on this road, bruh." The car is hit once more, causing it to start smoking. The AI alerts them again.
"Shields are now at 25%.
The ship shoots once more but misses them, hitting the bridge in the process. The bridge is now collapsing behind them.
"Shit, shit, shit!"
screams Lopez. The ship starts moving slowly around to the front of them. Jabri looks back at his friends. "Sorry, you guys." Just as they think it's over, they hear the AI system.
"Atkins has arrived at your location."
Out of nowhere, the ISD ship is hit multiple times with missiles, causing its shields to lower. They look over and see a different ship riding next to them. Lopez smacks the steering wheel.
"That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about."
The ISD ship is damaged very badly. It tries to let off another shot, but before it can, Atkins quickly shoots it down. The ISD ship explodes and crashes in the water. Lopez turns to the kids with a huge smile on his face.
"We're in good hands now."
Atkins' voice comes up through the car. "I'm pulling you guys in." A beam of blue light shoots out from Atkins' spaceship. The beam of light starts slowly picking up the car. Lopez puts the car in park and takes off his seatbelt. Then he sits back and exhales. Bessie looks over at him.
"Yeah, nah, we're leaving our seatbelts on."